What is up? Welcome to the Grit City Fitness and Performance Podcast. Each episode is going to be giving you all the information you need to have success with your fitness, mindset, goal setting, transformation, and results. We're going to be covering everything you need, and today's episode is no different. Stay tuned and listen up. Are you properly warming up or warming up to the best extent before your workout? What's up, guys? Jeff here from Grit City Fitness and Performance, and let me talk to you about the importance of warming up today. Now, before I start talking to you about this, I want to give you a quick little story. And this story actually takes place because of my client. And my client is a personal training client of mine who is a Washington State sheriff. And he's one of the sheriffs that drives around in an SUV with a big sheriff sticker on all sides, meaning he's got a sheriff sticker on his hood, he's got a sheriff sticker on his left side, his right side, and his rear. And this is in an SUV. So this guy is like a walking billboard for the Washington State sheriffs. Well, truth be told, the other week, my client actually got in a head-on collision. Now, I'm asking him, like, dude, how do you get in a head-on collision? This just seems silly. Like, you're a sheriff, right? Everybody should see you, and it should be obvious that you're not someone that should be ran into. Well, this story actually happened because the person in the other car was not paying attention and did not properly warm up his car. So let me explain. This person drove head on into my client, who is a sheriff, right? And again, he's in his sheriff vehicle and everybody can see him. It's big, it's covered in sheriff stickers, and you know, it's pretty obvious. Well, this individual ran into him head on in the morning for one simple reason. He did not warm up. Now I'm asking my client, what do you mean he didn't warm up? And my client tells me, as he's about to get hit by this oncoming car, he looks over and sees the other car that's coming at him with the guy sticking his head out the window. Now, the individual sticking his head out the window because he did not take the time to properly scrape his front windshield and warm up his car. Because of this lack of warming up his car, he then had to stick his head out the window to drive. Now, obviously, this is not safe in any form or fashion. So because the guy is sticking his head out the window, he cannot properly see through his windshield. This causes the problem of not properly warming up his car, which actually leads in turn to this individual running head on into one of the most big billboards you could possibly have in regards to a police or sheriff, and getting in a head-on collision with one person you'd probably never want to actually get into a collision with. Now, why is this important, guys? Well, it's simple. It's not to tell anybody that they drive wrong or right. What it is to say is that this individual had a severe incident because of his lack of warming up. Now, it's not my client who was at fault. It was the other individual who did not warm up. Now, the warm-up he'd missed could have taken an additional 2 minutes. It could have taken an additional 30 seconds to scrape his windshield, which he did not. It could have took an additional 2 to 5 minutes of turning on his car before he needed to go to properly warm up and stimulate his car, which would have, in effect, reduced the risk of him creating or causing this incident, or also alleviating it altogether. Now imagine, had he spent the additional 2 to 5 minutes warming up his car, scraping his windshield, the cause and effect that would not have happened by running now into the sheriff's vehicle. Okay, so why am I talking about this? Why am I using this story about my client and a head-on collision? Well, because when you guys run in last minute, right before a workout, and you don't warm up, right? That's a great idea of how you guys are rushing a process that could be implementing or increasingly, exponentially making an injury worse or increasing the risk of it happening. Instead of simply spending an extra couple minutes foam rolling, doing some mobility or doing some recovery, and also doing your warm-up. Now again, the reason that a warm-up is very, very important, guys, is it opens your body up. So it allows blood flow and circulation. It increases mobility and flexibility. It gets your body primed and ready to work out. It helps address the body to the new stimulus that you're about to put on it. And it helps your body prepare for work that it's about to do, so it doesn't go in cold, and it reduces the overall risk of injuries and prevents anything from possibly happening. Now, again, guys, it's important that you're warming up. So are you warming up properly, or are you just kind of getting in your car, putting your head out the window, and hoping for the best? Now, obviously, 5 to 10 minutes later, this guy's windshield probably would have defrosted, and he would have been able to see well. But the truth is, he ran the risk of a collision, all because he didn't take the extra 2 minutes to properly warm his car up. Now, you can be doing the same thing with your workouts, your body, and your physical fitness by not taking the proper amount of time to warm up. So all I want to talk to you about today, guys, again, all I want to rehash is the importance of warming up, why you need to be doing it, and how much you could be alleviating pains, problems, symptoms, and potential risks all by spending the proper amount of time to not be the guy hanging your head out the windshield, but being able to properly see through your windshield every workout by training optimally, by getting your warm-up in, performing it correctly, and utilizing it to its best extent.